listen to Victor Borga right after Bart Fail, Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Who do you know, who do you know, who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? Who do you know, who do you know, who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? In the early morn, the whole town shakes to the crunching of Kellogg's Crispy Flakes. Who do you know, who do you know? Not a solitary soul that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Who do you know?
And for more thrilling adventures in the great outdoors transcribed, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
The lush, rolling fields of Wells County are among the most productive farmlands of the East. Now, in the heat of mid-afternoon, a small car stirs up an endless cloud of dust along the narrow road to the big old-fashioned farmhouse of Adam Talbert. Just beyond the barn, the tall, suntanned driver steps on the brakes.
Well, here we are, Scotty. Hop out.
Okay, Mark. Oh, golly, that was a long drive.
Yeah, it sure was.
Look, that man in overalls coming out of the barn. Is that Talbert?
I guess so.
Hello there! What can I do for you?
Mr. Talbert?
That's right.
I'm Mark Trail.
Oh. Well, how are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. And, this is Scotty.
Howdy, son.
Hello, sir.
Well, I'm real glad to meet you, Trail. But the fact is, I don't need a conservation man no more.
Golly, you mean we drove all the way up here for nothing?
Oh, I don't understand. I did get a letter from you complaining about an invasion of snowy owls, and you did ask me to come.
Yeah, but, things have changed since then.
Well, how do you mean, Mr. Talbert?
Well, sir, a few weeks back, a lot of them pesky big white birds came to this section. And I was worried about damage to my crops and poultry.
Oh, yes, that's understandable, but what happened to them?
They're just gradually disappearing, Trail.
Disappearing?
Guess they're going back north where they came from.
Well, that's strange. The snowy owl doesn't usually migrate until the food supply gets out.
I wouldn't know about that, but they're clearing out. And it's a good riddance.
Mr. Talbert, are you sure you didn't decide to kill off those birds?
Now, that ain't so, Trail.
No, no, don't get sore. It's just that those birds happen to be protected in the state. You might not have realized...
I know the law.
All right, then you won't mind giving me a little cooperation.
Like what?
I want to see some of those birds.
Well, so you go right down to the south field and look around. For some reason, they all seem to take a fancy to that spot.
Right. We'll see you later, then. Come on, Scotty.
Okay, Mark.
Take care you don't get in that south pasture by mistake, Trail. I got my bull in there. He ain't exactly gentle.
Well, thanks for the warning. I try to be neighborly, but with a wild bull, I always stay on my side of the fence. I guess this is the place, Scotty.
But, Mark, owls don't come out till nighttime, do they? It's light now.
The snowy owl hunts by day. There's one around, we'll spot him.
Oh, I see. What I don't get is, why do some states protect them while others pay a bounty for killing them?
Oh, you know, owls have a bad name. Farmers think that these big snowy fellows kill chickens and game birds.
Well,
I think they do more good than harm myself. You see, when the snowy owls migrate south from the Arctic, it feeds mostly on rats and mice.
Well, then they're a help to the farmers.
No, I think so. Hey, look at all these white things scattered around here.
Yeah. What are they, Mark?
They're skulls, Scotty. Skulls of rodents that the owls have killed. I never saw so many in one place before.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm not sure yet. But I'm beginning to smell a rat. And I don't mean a dead rat either.
That's
Mark Trail, all right, Frankie. I know him from his pictures.
Well, I don't like the way him and that kid are acting, Carter.
Me either. Look how they're giving that field the once over.
Think he'll tumble?
Sure he will. If we give him time.
Well, then we gotta get him out of there right now. Come on.
Hold it, Frankie. We can't just walk in there and mix it up with Trail. That would tip him off for sure.
Yeah, but if he finds that stuff, our racket's ruined.
Wait a minute. Take a look over there in that pasture.
That big bull?
Yeah. All we gotta do is open that gate.
Say, you really got it upstairs, Carter.
Come on, we'll sneak over and let that beast out.
Hey, this is really gonna be something, huh?
Yeah. Trail ought to look real good on the end of them big horns.
I was right to be suspicious, Scotty.
Golly, most every stone and tree in this field is smeared with that sticky stuff.
And that certainly explains what's been happening to the snowy owls.
Does this gummy stuff kill them?
No, that's a homemade brew called birdlime. Once the birds land on it, they can't take off again.
Boy, that's a dirty way of hunting.
Yes, but it's silent and effective. Once the birds are trapped, they can be killed without any trouble.
And those skulls show that dead mice and rats were used as bait?
That's the way it stacks up, Scotty.
Well, what are we waiting for, Mark? Let's go down and call Talbert's bluff.
Right.
Hey, what was that?
Scotty, that bull. He's loose in this field.
Mark, he's coming this way. What do we do?
No time to reach the fence.
Look at him come. We haven't got a chance. All right, Scotty, quick. That bull's going to charge.
Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? That doesn't like Kellogg's cornflakes. Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? That doesn't like Kellogg's cornflakes. For a bedtime snack and a pleasant dream, try Kellogg's flakes with sugar and cream. Who do you know? Who do you know?
Nobody in my neck of the woods.
That doesn't like Kellogg's cornflakes. Who do you know?
Here's a tip from Mark Trail. If you're lost in the woods, follow streams downstream. That's your best bet to lead you to larger streams, roads, and other signs of civilization. And your best bet for breakfast time or any time is your old friend Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Those big golden flakes are always so fresh and crisp, they rustle in the bowl like the wind in the trees. And that sweet, natural corn flavor is just what you want, whether you have them with just milk and sugar or top them with bananas or berries. You get lots of vitamins and minerals from Kellogg's Corn Flakes, too, to help you grow and keep on the go. That's why we keep saying,
who do you know, who do you know, who do you know, that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? Who do you know, who do you know, who do you know?
Nobody in my neck of the woods.
That doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Mark and Scotty learn that a flock of snowy owls are being killed off after they are ensnared with birdlime. As they prepare to face Farmer Talbert with this evidence, they suddenly find themselves in the path of a charging bull released from the neighboring field.
I can't get away, Mark. He's coming at me.
Scotty, my coat. I'll wave it to distract him.
You make a run for it.
But Mark.
Now do as I say. Make a beeline for that fence.
But Mark, he'll gore you to death.
Not if I can move fast enough, he won't.
Good work, Mark. You sidestepped him.
Hurry up, Scotty. Get over that fence.
Watch out, Mark. He's charging again.
Now, if I can get him to stick his horns right through the coat, like this.
Run, Mark. He can't see you. The coat's over his eyes.
Out of the way, Scotty. I'm going to jump that fence.
Hurry up. The bull's shaking the coat free. He'll see you in a second.
Here I come.
Oh, you made it.
Oh, boy, that was close.
Oh, golly, Mark. He handled that coat just like a real bullfighter.
Oh, thanks, but how did that animal get out of his pasture?
Take a look, Mark. The gate's open.
Huh? Say you're right.
He must have battered it open when he spotted us in the field.
No, I won't buy that.
But it must have.
Bulls are nearsighted. We're too far away for him to have noticed from the pasture.
You think somebody let him out deliberately?
That's what we're going to find out right now.
The gate doesn't seem to be damaged, Mark.
No. And look at this chain that held it shut, Scotty.
Say, it's not even broken.
I guess someone around here was worried about our finding that bird line.
Golly, I feel like we're behind the lines in enemy territory.
more smart tricks up your sleeve?
I could have sworn. Frankie, I didn't figure his life was worth two slugs when that bull started to charge.
Worst thing is, he'll be on his guard from now on.
Yeah, he knows somebody opened that gate. Hey, what are we worrying about?
You crazy with the heat.
Look, Trail don't know we're living. When he starts figuring this thing up, who do you think he'll put the finger on?
What? Well, you mean Talbot?
Sure. We'll just sit tight and let him throw Talbot in the jug.
Carter, with that thinker you got, I don't see how the cops ever sent you up three times.
Well, I had some bad breaks, Frankie.
You sure did.
That's why I'm sticking to these penny ante capers for a while. If the coppers nab me again, I'm inside for life.
They won't get you, Carter.
Well, if they do, it'll be for something big this time, Frankie. Something really big.
What are you getting at, Trail? I tell you, I ain't left the house since I talked to you before. You can take it or leave it.
We know you let that bull out of the pasture.
What in tarnation is this kid talking about?
It couldn't have been anybody but you, Talbot.
Nobody else even knew he went to the South Fields.
But look here. Whatever you think I done, why would I do it?
Because you knew we found that bird lime you spread around.
Bird lime? This is the first I've heard of it.
Okay, Talbot, okay. They're going to make us prove it. Take a little more time.
You're barking up the wrong tree, Trail.
We'll see about that.
If I was going to kill them birds, why did I write to you in the first place?
When I figure that one out, Talbot, you'll be in jail.
All right. Leave it at that. Meantime, I'm ordering you off my place.
Mark, he's taking a gun from the rack.
That's right, Sonny. Now get going. You got 10 seconds to get your car.
You're just making things tougher for yourself.
You heard me, Trail. Out.
Come on, Mark. He's not kidding.
All right, we're going. But don't...
Save your breath, Trail. And here's a friendly little warning. If you ever set foot on my farm again, they'll carry you off feet first.
Golly, Mark, where have you been? I was getting worried.
I'm trying to track down that bird lime, Scotty.
Oh, any luck?
No. None of the stuff used to make it was...
Well, he's just right where we were 3 days ago.
No, not exactly. I've learned that Talbot trucks a load of vegetables into Reed City once a week. Maybe he bought the makings there.
But Reed City's such a big place. That'd be like looking for a penny in a jungle.
I know, but if we can't trace that bird line to Talbot, we don't have a case.
Mark, what do you think Talbot did with the dead owls? Bury them somewhere in his place, maybe?
Hey, wait a minute. You just give me an idea.
Huh?
Sure, it adds up all the way. And it's mysterious in the face right from the start.
What are you talking about?
Scotty, Talbot's been turning in those dead birds for the bounty.
Oh, but Mark, Talbot doesn't seem to be hard up for money.
Oh, I don't mean the bounty money was his original motive. Probably he was worried about his chickens to begin with. But once the owls were dead...
Oh, I'm beginning to follow you. Talbot mentioned bounty money when we first talked to him.
That's right.
And if he makes a trip to Reed City once a week, well, that's over the state line where they pay a bounty.
Uh-huh.
Well, do we grab him at Reed City when he turns in the next batch?
No, he'd be within the law over there. We've got to nail him with the goods right in this state.
But how, Mark?
Scotty, I've got a plan. It'll be plenty dangerous, but if it works, we're in.
We'll hide here behind the woodshed till Talbot leaves, Frankie.
Okay, Carter. But suppose Talbot don't go to the Grange meeting tonight.
And we wait till he drives to Reed City tomorrow.
Okay, you're calling the shots. But like I said before, this robbery idea don't ring a bell with me.
Stop beefing, will you? Where else can we get enough dough to pull out of this town? Or would you rather rob a bank?
Don't blow your top. I only said
Look,
that...
Talbot's loaded. And the way I hear it, he's got all the cash stashed away someplace in his house.
Okay. But then Birds was a safer racket.
Sure, till Trail stuck his nose in. The way things look now...
Hey, what was that?
It's Talbot. He's leaving the house. Now he's getting in his car.
Yeah, going to the Grange meeting, just like you said.
Yeah. This little job's going to be a cinch, Frankie. We'll have his cash and be on our way to the big town before he gets back.
I'm ready, pal.
Now we'll wait about 5 minutes more. Just to make sure that he don't come back for his glasses or something.
Right.
Hey... Put that rod away. What'd you bring that along for?
Just in case, Carter. Just in case.
were going to hide in Talbert's barn all night?
That's right, Scotty.
But why?
Because this is where he loads up his truck. See those crates of vegetables and fruit over there?
Oh, I get it. We're going to watch everything he puts on the truck.
Uh-huh. If he tries to slip in any dead owls, we'll nail him on the spot.
Well, I might as well make myself comfortable. This is going to be a long night.
Take a nap, Scotty. Talbert went to the Grange meeting. So our time is our own until he gets back.
Oh, golly, it's warm in here. Okay to open this window?
Sure.
Yep. There, that's better. Hey, Mark, come here a minute.
What is it?
Talbert must be back. I just saw a light up at the house.
Well, you must be mistaken, Scotty. I don't see anything.
Oh, it was just a flash in that downstairs room to the left. Look, there it goes again.
Hey, you're right. Somebody's using a flashlight in that room.
Golly.
Come on. We'll sneak up and find out what's going on.
Okay, Mark.
I don't know what we're walking into, Scotty. So be ready for anything.
Can you see through that window, Mark?
No. Outside shutters are closed. We'll have to move along to that window at the end.
Yeah, they're open on that one. Be careful you don't hit against them. I don't think they're fastened back.
I won't even touch them. Get down now. We're coming to the window.
The light is still flashing around in there.
Hold it now. I'll take a look.
Easy now, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Can you see who it is?
Yes. There's a man in there ransacking the room.
What a... Well, then he can't be looking for us.
No. No, I think it's a burglar.
Jumping catfish.
Oh, this spoils all our well-laid plans, Scotty.
How do you mean?
Talbert finds his house robbed. Probably won't go to Reed City tomorrow.
Oh, golly, that's right. Sounds like somebody's coming.
I thought I heard somebody sneaking around out here.
Oh, Mark, he's got a gun.
That's right, kid. Reach, both of you.
What's up, Frankie?
We got company, Carter.
Who is it?
Trail and the kid.
Keep him covered, Frankie. I'll be right up.
Pretty smart, ain't you, Trail? But not smart enough.
He's smart enough to know a burglar when he sees one.
Don't give me that, kid. If you two trailed us out here, it was because you tumbled about them owls.
What? You mean it was you two?
I just wanted to find out if Talbert was in on it with you.
Well, now you know. We wouldn't be robbing a pal, would we?
I can't say I'd put it past you.
Can't let well enough alone, can you?
It pays off, pal. I've got you and your friend here on two charges now.
So you know about the owls, too, huh?
Sure he does.
That puts you and the kid in a bad spot, Trail.
Yeah. You see, Carter here is a three-time loser. And he always said if he went back to the pen, it'd be for something big.
Like, murder, I suppose?
You guessed it, Trail. Give me that gun, Frankie. I'm gonna wipe me out some evidence.
There may be trouble ahead for Mark Trail. Hey, kids, picture this on your breakfast table tomorrow. A big, beautiful bowl of good, crisp, appetizing Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Mm-mm. Whether you have them just plain with milk or cream and sugar, or nestled down under some delicious fruit berries, they're tops in everybody's league. So fresh and crisp, you can actually hear them rustle in the bowl. Good for you, too, as Mom knows. They're loaded with minerals and vitamins to help you grow and keep on the go. Kids and grown-ups love Kellogg's Corn Flakes. That's why we say,
who do you know, who do you know, who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? Who do you know, who do you know, who do you know?
Nobody in my neck of the woods
that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Having gathered evidence which seems to point to Farmer Talbert as the killer of a flock of snowy owls, Mark and Scotty go to his farm to force a showdown. But their plan backfires when they surprise Carter and Frankie ransacking the Talbert house. Only then does Mark realize he has stumbled on the real culprits. But it's too late. Carter makes it clear he means to kill them.
You're not very smart, Frankie.
What do you mean by that, crack Trail? Carter's going to cover up our tracks, and I'm all for it.
With your gun?
Huh?
That's a nice way of hanging a murder rap on you, Frankie.
Oh, you dirty look.
Hold it a minute, Carter.
Maybe Trail's got something there.
Now, listen here, Frankie. If you think...
You ain't trying to frame me. I know that. But Talbot's got a rack full of guns inside. Why don't we use one of them?
Hey, that's a nifty idea, Frankie. We can hang this on Talbot. Everybody knows he had a run-in with Trail.
Sure. You keep him covered, Carter. I'll get one of Talbot's guns.
Hurry it up, Frankie. All right, now you and the kid back up against the house. I ain't taking any chances.
Come on, Scotty. And keep to the left of that window.
All right, Mark.
We have an outside chance, Scotty. See, Carter's moving over toward the window.
Yeah, but...
when he's smack in front of it, I'll swing the shutter closed. Maybe with luck. Now's the time. Here goes.
No, my shoulder!
He's down, Mark.
Get back, Scotty. I'll get his gun.
Let me up, you trap-handed luck. Frankie!
Maybe this will keep you quiet.
Carter!
That folded him up, Mark.
Scotty, duck quick. Frankie's at the window.
Watch out, Mark. He's going to shoot.
Where's the trail? Now that we've handed those two weasels over to the sheriff, I'd like to know how you caught them.
I'll admit it was an accident, Albert. When Scotty and I went to your place...
I know. You were still trying to get the goods on me.
That's right.
I'm grateful just the same. If you hadn't caught them, they'd have found that money hidden in my mattress.
Oh, that makes me feel better about suspecting you.
Ah, forget it. But about them owls, Trail, they were killing them off for bounty, I take it.
That's right. They were broke, and it seemed like a foolproof little racket there for a while.
Say, Mark, I never did see how you captured Frankie. When I heard his gun go off, I ducked around the corner of the house.
Oh, when Frankie stuck the rifle out the window, I grabbed hold of the barrel and pulled him outside along with it.
Golly, Mark, I guess Carter was right about one thing anyway.
Well, what's that, Scotty?
Remember, he said if he ever went back to jail, it would be for something big.
So?
Well, now, you're a pretty big guy, Mark. And the way it's all turned out, much too big for those two crooks.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Mark Trail when roaring floodwaters spread death and destruction in northern Wyoming, and Mark battles for his life in Operation Eager Beaver. Tune in then and find out what happens to
Mark Trail!
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
Remember to tune in then Friday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Who do you know, who do you know, who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? Who do you know, who do you know, who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? For a bedtime snack and a pleasant dream, try Kellogg's Flakes with sugar and cream. Who do you know, who do you know?
Nobody in my neck of the woods
that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Who do you know?
The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail, and Ronnie Liss is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Gilbert Braun, directed by Drex Hines. Stay tuned now for the transcribed Victor Borger Show, which follows immediately.